Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Tomorrow, we will talk with Big Ann Heron at 1 o'clock. We will get his thoughts on the game, and we will also debut Top 5 Tuesdays. There have already been some really good suggestions. There have been some really inappropriate ones, too, and we're not going to do the inappropriate ones. This just posted a little while ago on NFL.com. The Carolina Panthers shifted to remote work Monday following an unconfirmed positive COVID-19 test. The team announced it had sent home players, coaches, and staff after the positive test. Quote, "We had unconfirmed positive tests this morning. Out of an abundance of caution, players, coaches, and staff inside the red line areas will work virtually today and Tuesday. The training room remains open, and we are still scheduled to operate on our regular itinerary on Wednesday." Close quote. The team did not divulge if the test came from players, coaches, or non-football personnel. Carolina played Chicago on Sunday. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said last week the league will need to continue to focus on flexibility and consistent adherence to its updated strict COVID-19 protocol in order to continue the season as intended, emphasizing personnel safety as the league's, quote, entire focus to date. So it's going to be an interesting 24 hours for the Bears, along with being an interesting 24 hours with the Panthers, once they determine if, A, the test is confirmed, and, B, if it was someone who was in contact with the Bears. And with that, I bring in Danny Parkins, who's going to be taking you up until Monday afternoon football, which we are going to carry on the Score. I was flipping out yesterday when I was like, wait, what time is that game? Like, so I'm going to get off the air, and then, like, 2 hours later, there's going to be football on? That seems weird. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Lawrence. Welcome back from your staycation. Was it lovely?
It was. It was really – Friday was pretty awesome because I went to the Morton Arboretum and walked around out there, and it was – I had never been to that place, and it was spectacular. I spent 2 hours there, and it was phenomenal.
Very cool, man. I'm glad you got to do that. I know you hadn't taken time off in a while, and it's hard for us in football season, but when they got that Thursday game, and so it's the mini bye, I know that's how we justify it to ourselves.
That's how I felt. I mean,
I get it.
I needed to do it, and I figured I'd come back, and the Bears will have played a game. It would be a nice little easy landing spot once to get started with, and it was, because it was an entertaining game, and they won, and they're on top of the NFC North.
And arguably, they are the class of the NFC. I mean, I know Seattle's undefeated, but I'm going to do this in like about half an hour, man. Every team in the NFC has a flaw.
Sure.
Every single one. And I mean, like, a big one. And so, like, that's your saving grace for the Bears, because, whew, the Bears got some flaws. It's a weird thing, right? Like, I get what Matt Nagy and Nick Foles are doing. They're doing the leadership thing. They're doing the coach quarterback thing, which is, hey, you cherish these. There's 16 of them. It's hard to win in this league, and the greatest luxury in professional football is winning and still having a bunch of stuff to clean up, because most teams have a bunch of stuff to clean up, and they ain't winning. Like, I mean, look at the Rams, the Bears' next opponent. They're 4-2, and they just hung 16 points on the Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo looking terrible. So, and the Rams, I think, are good. And, you know, some Bears fans would switch with the Rams right now because they've got a genius play caller, and Bears fans think they got an idiot play caller. But the Rams got some problems too, and basically everyone in the NFC does. But I will say, I said last week, and I know you weren't here, but I said I would take it personally if they didn't have by far their best offensive game of the year, because it was extra rest, it was Foles, it was the 25th-ranked DVOA defense, Panthers came in giving up 5.38 yards per carry, and I took it personally, Lawrence. Because there were things that were on Nagy, and there were things that were on the players, and there were things that were just – just ugly when you watch the rest of the league that are not exclusive to the Bears, but are indicative of mediocre teams.
Their operation isn't clean.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And it's still early in the Foles-Nagy marriage, and that explains some of it, but certainly not all of it. And I can't treat them like a 5-1 team, even though they themselves are treating themselves like a 5-1 team, because I have eyes and I watch the rest of the league, right? Like, I mean, they don't feel like they're 5-1. They feel like they're 3-2 or 2-3. And so it's this like left brain, right brain balancing act that I think we have to do as like trying to be fair observers of the team, because there's a lot that they deserve praise and credit for overall and yesterday. But then there's also, like, if you're in a normal situation, if you're 5-1, you want to be talking about and dreaming about NFC championships and Super Bowls, but nothing with the eye test suggests that this is an NFC championship or Super Bowl caliber team. So that's where
I'm struggling with that. I would say
the defense
that,
does, but the overall operation of the team,
yes. Like,
But it's an offensive league, and we know that, I mean, they're about to play, right? They're about to play Drew Brees. They're about to play the Titans, who are trucking people. They're about to play Aaron Rodgers, who until yesterday looked like they were the best team in the NFC.
The next 4 weeks for the Bears are going to be hard. And if they come through that, if they come through that as well as they think they're going to, and they use that time effectively, it could mean the world, but it could also, all these things that we're talking about, we could then be like, oh, see, that's why it's important that your offense work more efficiently and effectively. They're like, even the first touchdown where you're going, the defense, now the defense has to score for you too. Like, they set you up inside the red zone, and now they got to score for you too. And you're having penalties that are moving you back and all of this stuff. And the out-of-timeout mistakes that were made by this team yesterday were extremely frustrating. And that's where I get frustrated with – I know that we've all kind of done the split. Like, we've taken Matt Nagy and we've turned him into two different people.
Yeah.
But I think that there's stuff on Matt Nagy, the head coach, yesterday that was disappointing from the way that the Bears played in all phases of the game. And yet they're still 5-1, and that's the most important thing. There's an extra playoff team this year, so even if you do stumble over the next 4 weeks, you're still going to have an opportunity to find yourself in the playoffs. But don't the coach speak thing that you brought up, like, it's spot on. Like, that's exactly why Nick Foles is a beloved teammate.
Yes,
that's why people, because he. But at this point, with them having 3 weeks to kind of work through some of this stuff with him in particular, it's disappointing that there are still some things that aren't clicking as well as you would like for them to click.
Would you sign for 2-2 in the next four right now?
Makes them 7-3 because I'm bad at math.
Makes them 7-3 the next four at Rams, Monday Night Football, home against the Saints, at Titans, home against the Vikings. So I guess, I mean, and then at Packers is 5 games.
So 2-3 in the next 5 is what you're saying? As long as one of those losses is to Tennessee, then yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know that I can sign for 2-3, because if you sign for 2-3 over a 5-game stretch, you're not a Super Bowl team. Because those are the caliber of teams you have to go through in the playoffs. So I'd sign for 3-2. I wouldn't sign for 2-3.
I'm okay as long as one of the losses is to an AFC team, so you still have some tiebreaker stuff that's in there.
Dude, this team's going to the playoffs. They're going to the playoffs.
They're awful. They gave Kirk Cousins $84 million guaranteed. And then?
They did.
I mean, he's – ooh. And then yesterday, Aaron Rodgers was made to look awful. And he never what should concern Packers fans, and maybe I'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow. It was the fact that Aaron Rodgers got rattled, and you almost never see that. It was like the interceptions happened, and then all of a sudden the game wasn't out of reach at that point. And he just got rattled. And then Sue got in his head. And you,
he went very quick
that
from
guy.
from the Key and Peele celebration to, oh boy, we're down four touchdowns. Life came at him very quick over the course
of that game. I'm sad, too, because now I feel like he won't do it again. And that's, like, the best touchdown celebration that you can do.
It's way better than the discount double check.
Yeah. You get your McKringleberry on, and you go out there, and you give it two pumps, because if you give it three pumps, everyone knows that you get flagged. And now, because they got ran out the building on the day where he did that, I bet he's never going to do it again.
I see. Here's the thing. We're going to find out, because he goes on with Pat McAfee every Tuesday, and because AJ Hawk's his co-host and they're buddies, and we know McAfee's going to ask him. And Rodgers, the guy doesn't lack for self-confidence in a big picture sense. Like, you could talk about him getting rattled in that game, and I'd agree with you. But, like, I bet you they bring it up, and I bet you he says he does it again. Like,
I hope he's not running from it. I hope so, and I hope that what we don't get, since he was, like, they were a real chirpy this week. He was chirpy. His teammates were chirpy. They were talking about Tom Brady, saying their quarterback knows what down it is and all this stuff. Their quarterback didn't know that Ndamukong Suh was sitting on his head yesterday. That was problematic. So I hope that we don't get buttoned up, let's take things serious, Aaron Rodgers. I hope that we get the guy that we've had for the first 5 weeks of the season, because that guy has been an MVP candidate and an MVP candidate behind a microphone.
Oh, he's been an incredible behind the microphone. I didn't recognize that dude yesterday. It was odd, but great for the Bears. Like, the Bears are a first place team in the
NFC North.
First place. Like, they could be hosting playoff games. Hell, they legitimately could be the one seed. Like, it's such a weird thing, and that's what I'm struggling with, because I watch 11 hours of football every Sunday. Like, that is my day. Even as a parent, I have him on my lap. I turn him away from the TV. I focus. I watch the football. They legitimately could be the one seed in the NFC. They've allowed 19 fewer points than the Seahawks have, and they've played an extra game. So Seattle's undefeated, but Seattle's defense is horrifying.
Not good.
Yeah, and I mean, and they spent a lot of money. They brought in Jamal Adams. They brought in Quentin Dunbar. Like, the Bears are at least getting their money's worth for where they're supposed to be elite. Like, if you look at their salary cap breakdown, 23% of their cap this year goes to three dudes: Khalil Mack, Kyle Fuller, Akeem Hicks. You could argue those are the three best defensive players. The only offensive player in the top four of cap hits is Allen Robinson. So they're spending the money at the top exactly. I mean, you could argue those are the four best players on the team.
Sure.
Right? I mean, maybe you'd say Eddie Jackson, maybe you'd say Roquan, but, like, where they're spending their money at the top of the roster is performing. It's that, like, fifth through tenth guy, when you look at the cap hit, where it gets real ugly. Charles Leno, Mitch Trubisky, Bobby Massey, Nick Foles, Buster Skrine.
One of the biggest problems that they have is their rush to reward Leno and Massey. I don't want to get on here and just trash those guys, because I don't think that they're trash. I think they're average to below average at their position. And I haven't looked at the PFF grades, so I don't want to speak too out of school. But I feel like they were treated as if they were building blocks to an offensive line, without enough evidence to say that they were building blocks to an offensive line.
Yeah, I think that the Leno deal made sense at the time. He was coming off of a good year. He had been healthy and available. You could lock him in for, like, the 15th highest salary in the league at left tackle, right? So that number's only going to get better. So I think the Leno deal is largely fine, given how much some teams spend at left tackle. I think Bobby Massey's bad. I think he's bad. And so they've got real problems there, but they have offensive problems. They have offensive coaching problems. They have offensive blocking problems. They got offensive running problems. They got offensive coaching problems. They got offensive problems, but damn, do they have a good defense. Where have you heard that story before? Oh, yeah, only my entire life of watching.
Yeah, your whole life as a Bears fan or Bears observer, you're like, oh, the defense is really great. If they just had enough offense, that seems to be the refrain whenever we're talking about the Bears.
And I'm so excited because Olin is going to be hosting from 4 to 6 today, and he knows a little something about what it's like to be on those types of teams. And
yes.
So he's got stories. We were talking earlier today about how you keep the offensive players, or like the defensive players, from resenting the offensive players and infighting, and what role the leaders have in that and what role the coach has in that. And he's going to, you know, Olin, he's going to be great. So we have Boomer Esiason at 3, Mark Grody at 3:40, Olin hosting the last 2 hours, and I'll talk about my guy Matt Nagy and the Bears offense here coming up in just a minute.
Well, you took it personally, so go ahead and get to work. I will talk to you tomorrow.